99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Setting the bar. These are stories that help set the bar for your day very low. It's small examples of what not to do. So it's the story of Steve and Bob. Okay.
Steve and Bob, we're going across the pond for this, are we not?
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without being attacked by an oversexed duck, then you're doing okay. Oh, yeah.
Take the truck up. There is such a thing as an oversexed duck.
What? To England we go. And you're like, how do Steve and Bob play into this? Well, Bob is the duck.
Bob is the duck. Okay, yes. All right. So, okay, that does help paint the picture. Yeah. Bob the duck, he's Randy.
Steve is the mail carrier there in England, and while on his rounds on Saturday attempting to deliver letters to the duck's owners, that's when Bob, the oversexed duck, tried to attack Steve. So
Bob thought Steve was fairly attractive or...
And you're like,
leg or something.
Well, how in the world do we know it's an oversexed duck and just not an angry duck, right?
Well, this is true. How do we know?
Right. So since Saturday, Steve is obviously, he's a mail carrier, so he's got to come back multiple times. And so he'd been back a couple other times. And again, the same thing happened. Yes, had been attacked by Bob the duck. So then he vowed, look, I'm not delivering any more mail to your place unless you get a hold of your duck, Bob.
Get that duck under control.
So that's when Bob's owners left a note apologizing to Steve, the letter carrier, revealing that, yes, Bob is a sex maniac duck. They literally write to our postie, "We are so sorry Bob has been attacking you. He attacks us too. He used to be lovely and cuddly. Now he is a vicious sex maniac. We have penned him, and hopefully he won't escape."
Wait a second. What exactly is it like a dog? What they do to your leg? How is that? I'm trying to picture it in my head. Like, how is Bob demonstrating his aggressive love style?
That is a great question. Bob's owners have also offered as a truce a chocolate bar to the letter carrier.
Oh. Well, that's a really nice compromise. So, I'd take that.
So at this point, we need to then dive down the YouTube and see what actually the sound of an oversexed duck may sound like. And there it is.
Oh, wow.
Duck lovemaking. Is a beautiful thing.
To be honest, it doesn't really sound any different than if they were just saying, "Hey, what's up?"
You know what? That is a talent that I am going to choose. Serves the ducks well.
All right.
So again,
that's fun.
Setting the bar. If you
can just bribe Steve, the mail carrier, with some chocolate, but they're not really going to do much else.
Like, well,
we tried to keep him in the pen.
Yeah, they tried to keep him in the pen. Right, right. And they're saying, hey, hopefully he stays in the pen, our oversexed duck here. And hopefully you can continue to deliver us mail. Here's a chocolate bar. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without being attacked by Bob, the oversexed duck, then you're doing okay.
Sorry, Bob's in heat. How much longer is that going to last?
I don't know. That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.